But I am laughing at that Progressive commercial. 414. I just have Sarah Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And
right
we
so far.
Are featuring the year 1984.
1984,
still right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's right.
And 1984 is the year that Miami Vice premiered.
Ah.
Yes.
Yes, Don Johnson.
Did you watch Miami Vice?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it was before my time, so I didn't watch it either. But
yes.
So it starred Don Johnson, like you said, as James Sonny Crockett and Philip Michael Thomas as Rico Tubbs,
right.
Two Metro-Dade Police Department detectives working undercover in Miami.
He doesn't look like a guy you would nickname Tubbs, by
no,
the way.
No, he doesn't.
You would think that would be something different.
So Miami Vice was a groundbreaking police program and had a notable impact on the decade's popular fashions and set the tone for the evolution of police drama, which there are no shortage of on TV these days.
That's true. That's true.
The series ran for 5 seasons on NBC from September 16th, 1984 until January 25th, 1990. Unlike standard
police... It ran until 1990?
Yeah. Unlike standard police procedurals, the show drew heavily upon 1980s new wave culture and is noted for its integration of contemporary pop and rock music and stylish or stylized visuals.
Yes.
People magazine said that Miami Vice was, quote, the first show to look really new and different since color TV was invented.
That's right. But I will tell you, if you watch it now, it doesn't look really new.
Right. I wouldn't think so.
It looks very 80s.
I would imagine.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
So Nick Nolte and Jeff Bridges were both considered for the role of Sonny Crockett,
wow.
But since it was not lucrative for film stars to venture into television at the time, other candidates were considered, like Mickey Rourke.
Well,
Mickey Rourke also
perfect.
Considered, but he was kind of big at the time, right? I mean, Mickey Rourke now, not so much, but Mickey Rourke then,
yeah,
right?
Mickey Rourke now, not so much at all.
But he turned down the offer. After dozens of candidates and a twice-delayed pilot shooting, Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas were both chosen as the Vice cops.
Yes.
Now, for Don Johnson, who was by then 34 years old, NBC had particular doubts about the several earlier unsuccessful pilots in which he had starred. So he had been in several pilots that never went anywhere.
Well, I don't mean it was his
fault.
So
they were a little worried about that.
But maybe they were poorly written.
Right.
Don't blame Don Johnson,
right.
Sarah. Don't do it.
So after 2 seasons, Don Johnson threatened to walk from the series as part of a highly publicized contract dispute.
Oh.
The network was ready to replace him with Mark Harmon, who had recently departed saying elsewhere, but the network and Johnson were able to resolve their differences and he continued with the series until its end.
I'm trying to picture Mark Harmon in very 80s clothes.
Right. So the choice of music and cinematography borrowed heavily from the emerging new wave culture of the 80s. While other TV shows used made-for-TV music, Miami Vice would spend $10,000 or more per episode to buy the rights to the original recordings. Getting a song played on Miami Vice was a boost to record labels and artists. And these elements made the series into an instant hit. And in its first season, the show saw an unprecedented 15 Emmy Award nominations.
Now, some of these TV shows that ran in the 80s, I'll give you an example. Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm.
They featured some of the original songs, like from Prince and from Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But now Knight Rider runs on Netflix or wherever it runs. And they have either done different versions of those songs, or in some cases, there's one part where there's supposed to be a Prince song. They just have no music.
Oh.
It's really, and there's somebody dancing.
Oh.
And they're dancing to no music.
That's weird.
It is. So I wonder if they were with Miami Vice, if in the reruns, if because they, well, they must have bought the rights to these. I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird.
Anyway.
So given the show's commitment to authenticity by shooting in Miami, and not to mention the music licensing cost there.
Huge, yeah.
It's not a surprise that Miami Vice was one of the most expensive shows of the decade, with an average cost of about $1.3 million per episode.
Is that modern money or is that old money?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
But it's a lot either way.
Yeah.
Miami Vice was one of the first American network TV programs also to be broadcast in stereophonic sound.
Ah, I love the stereophonic sound. It's my favorite kind of stereo.
So the show had a lasting impact on the city of Miami. It drew a large amount of media attention to the beginning revitalization of the South Beach and Art Deco District areas of Miami Beach, as well as other portions of Greater Miami. And it increased tourism and investment there. Even 30 years after Miami Vice first aired, it is still responsible for its share of tourist visits to the city.
Imagine if it had been set in Batavia, something like that. We could have revitalized that part of the world.
Right. Now, the theme song of Miami Vice was so popular that it peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1985. I feel like there's probably not many theme songs
No.
That go to the top of the Billboard charts.
No.
It also won 2 Grammy Awards in 1986 and was voted the number one theme song of all time by TV Guide readers.
I don't know about that either,
but that's okay.
Okay, TV Guide readers, you know.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the Miami Vice, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song of it.
The one that I just made fun of.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, Jan Hammer. Am I saying that right, Sarah? Jan Hammer?
Sure. That's a great name.
Yeah, it is a great name. Miami Vice theme song. The answer to your mind is, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Miami Vice, which premiered in 1984, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
All right. Lean off mic there while you pass me my notes for the next part. All right, let's do it. Start the timer. We'll do 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Go.
All right. Nick Nolte, Jeff Bridges, and Mickey Rourke were all considered for the role of Sonny Crockett.
Miami Vice was one of the most expensive shows of the decade.
And the show has had a lasting impact on the city of Miami with increases in tourism and investments.
Investments, yeah. Probably sold a bunch of Ferraris as a result of that, too. Great looking cars on that show.
Yes.
And boats. And other things,
blazers.
I'm sure. Blazers, yeah, sure.
It's pastels.
Pastels, a lot of turquoise, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Folks want to learn more about Miami Vice here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yes, if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And check it out there. And you can learn about pizza from yesterday as well. Incidentally, the pizza thing shocked me. It goes all the way back to 900.
Yeah, it's when the word pizza was first used.
Over 1,000 years ago.
Yes.
Pizza. It's amazing. Yep. Hey, I understand you moonlight on the morning show with Chuck Kelly as well.
Occasionally.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean.
What do you do? Do you recap the Wiki Corner?
Yeah, we talk about what happened on the Wiki Corner the day before and sometimes other things. I don't know.
Will you talk about how we talked about with the thing falling on your head earlier? You should bring that up.
You want me to bring that up?
Would you mind?
No.
You write yourself a note.
No, I don't want to.
Bring that up.
Once is enough.
Everybody should know about that. Wonderful, Sarah. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode for Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right. We've got traffic and weather on the way. We've got Chaka Khan. We've got Bananarama. Other weird names. Straight ahead on Legends 102.7.